1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Somebody will murder their spouse in a national park saying they backed up too far, taking a selfie. Remember that one from a couple of years ago?
Yep.
The guy who shoved his wife off a cliff and said, no, she's backing up, taking a selfie. She just wasn't watching, and whoop, over she went.
Back a little further.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, that's too bad.
That's a Columbo, if you ask me, right there. That
sure.
Just seems like a Columbo.
So, well, yeah. Maybe a more outdoorsy detective than Columbo would investigate that one. I don't know if I've ever seen Columbo like climb down a cliff or something.
Or on a horse.
No, no. He just walked through buildings. And
Yeah. He was just investigating in Los Angeles, right? That's where they were.
Yeah,
he was just going into buildings and crime scenes.
I don't even think he carried a gun on him.
No, there was the episode where he was supposed to go get checked out again to get recertified, and he was giving all kinds of excuses about why he, he never fired a shot. That was always the question. What TV police detective never fired a shot? Columbo.
Yeah. Hey.
That makes him better than everyone
Congratulations.
Else.
Congratulations. How many bad guys got away because you wouldn't put him down?
Right.
Because you wouldn't put him down.
Right.
Put him down, Columbo. Yep. Imagine Clint Eastwood and Columbo doing
Columbo
a movie together.
Partner. Columbo wouldn't last a half a day as Dirty Harry's partner.
San Francisco and Los Angeles, they weren't on the same department.
Yeah, they could have been on the governor's task force or something.
Sure.
Right.
Well, we'll figure it out with intelligence and trickery.
Isn't that stylish?
See what?
Now, I know what you're asking yourself. Did I fire five shots or six? And I honestly don't remember. But are you feeling lucky?
I was thinking five shots, and then I thought six. Like,
just doesn't have the impact.
Remember. One more thing.
Columbo does Dirty Harry.
This gun will blow your head clean off.
Dirty
my
Columbo.
Wife and I. Dirty Columbo.
Sounds like a porn movie.
Yeah. Who?
Dirty Columbo.
Oh, man. You don't want one of those.
No, it's a police movie.
Even legal, are they?
No, it's a police. See, it's a police movie. They combined.
Yeah.
No, see, it's Dirty Harry and Columbo. What was Columbo's first name? Any idea?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe that was a trivia question. Like it was said once in there somewhere. Like
so. Not like Jonas Grumby on. Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, right. Yeah, that's an easy answer.
For the trivia buffs, yeah.
Tonight, a Dirty Columbo.
Wow.
Dirty Columbo.
I just popped through an episode of that the other night. I spent 20 seconds. About, oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Which was it?
It was the dude, the guy
who guest star?
Ross, the guy from Wild Wild West.
Oh.
Ross.
What is his name?
Whatever.
I'll get it in a second.
Okay. All right. Look it up. He was an art collector, an art critic or whatever. I don't remember exactly. And Columbo brought him this horrible painting. And Columbo says, one more thing. Could you just take a look at this painting for me?
Ross Martin.
Ross Martin. Is that it? And he says, certainly.
Yes, Ross Martin.
Certainly, Lieutenant. Being polite. He's the murderer, because he's... You know, he's the murderer.
He always played some kind of upper crust character. He never played like a bearded gutter drunk in anything.
Nobody knows who. Yeah. Nobody even knows who this is.
People,
do they?
They do.
Do they?
If you know the Wild Wild West, you know all Ross right. Martin.
But Columbo, it's the you're 20 minutes into the show and he's doing just one more thing and you got an hour and 10 minutes to go yet. Just one more thing. Could you look at this painting? I don't remember if his wife did it or his dog or who did it, but he shows it to him. The Ross Martin goes, he's an art critic and he's he's dressed in a three-piece suit and a big old wide tie and
I don't remember that one got
feathered hair, and he goes, it's ghastly. It's ghastly. And Columbo goes, that's what I thought when I looked at that. That's what I thought. But I, you know, you're, and I went, click, I've seen this one before. He killed him. And it was all, there was a gift or a present in the end that gave it away. Yeah. It was the, or he had unwrapped some painting and his fingerprints were on it. And
I'd like to know the process through which the writers wrote those. They start with some tiny little clue and build up a big story around it.
I was taught in high school literature class that you write these from the solution here. Yeah. Okay. Now here, right, put all the clues in there. Now build the story around it, kind of bury those clues in the story that's how you wrote a mystery. Oh, it was right there all the time. Sure. There's, he is picking it up. And now Columbo has the fingerprints. And I'm pretty sure, sir, your fingerprints are going to be on that picture.
Columbo. They always went quietly. They always came apart and went quietly. You'll never take me alive, you dirty screw.
No one ever bailed out of a 40-story window to get away.
You never dealt with any really crazy psycho.
No, yeah. Where Dirty Columbo had to go in front of the commissioner. Dirty Columbo, sit down.
Right.
You know how many people have bailed out of hotel windows from the 18th floor this week on your watch? Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, sir.
Yeah.
Dirty Columbo, I love that.
Have the mayor ask him, how'd you establish intent? When a naked man chases a woman in the alley with a butcher knife. I take it he's not collected for the Blue Cross.
I don't think it was the Blue Cross.
What Dirty Harry is that out of? Or Dirty Columbo in our next movie?